The U.S. Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Now open at Barangaroo, Birkenhead Point in Kensington. Or shop online, petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Harley in the United States of America, where the president is shaking things up, Harley.
Well, he is. When he said he'd go to Washington and change the way politics was done, he wasn't kidding. He has ditched the partisan approach for the past 16-plus years and has worked out a deal with Democrats to get some things done. Now, last week, he did stun the Republican leadership with his deal with the Democrats to get aid money flowing to Texas quickly, and in so doing, to increase the national debt to more than $20 trillion. Tonight, he'll be hosting a dinner with some Republicans and with Democrats, most importantly, after having a meeting with Democrats today to say he's willing to work out a compromise deal on tax reform. He wants his 15% corporate tax rate to make the country more competitive. He's willing, apparently, to accept the Democrats' demands for higher taxes on the well-to-do, while at the same time, he says, we'll simplify the tax code, it'll make it better for everyone, and cut taxes for the middle class. Mm. Something out of that is likely to happen. He'll get a success, another one, but it'll come because he threw out the old partisan thing and decided, let's compromise.
Yeah, good on him. Good on him. Just a quick one on this Harvey, Cyclone Hurricane Harvey. Now Texas in the front line.
They have called in the Air Force and have C-130 cargo planes as monster mosquito insecticide sprayers, spraying three eastern Texas counties. Because if you can only imagine how much standing water there is, which is the automatic breeding ground for mosquitoes. Now, most of the time, out of floods, you don't get the disease-carrying mosquitoes, but you get huge clouds of mosquitoes, which make it hard to do the work. Nobody enjoys trying to do the recovery work with clouds of mosquitoes around their ears. And that's the problem they have.
Awful stuff, isn't it? It just never ends, Harley. Just never ends. And we won't talk about this, but I note that you've noted there's a new study that says don't sit for more than 30 minutes at a time, Harley.
Makes it tough for radio people, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Get up and have a walk. Get up and have a walk. All right. Always lovely to talk to you, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. There he is.